Republican leaders plan to make up a $2 billion budget revenue shortfall by raising the cigarette tax, cutting public health and higher education funding, and spending down budget reserves. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the details legislative leaders unveiled Wednesday.
Republican leaders say they started closing the revenue shortfall by making cuts and then turned to a $2 per pack cigarette tax increase to finish closing the gap. Senate leader Roderick Bray says that tax hike will also help people stop smoking or prevent them from starting in the first place.
I think it's going to have a huge benefit for the Medicaid costs going forward.
But Democratic Representative Greg Porter says cutting local public health funding down to $40 million a year from $150 million this year is very disappointing.
Is that making Indiana healthy again? Or I think it's making us extremely vulnerable when it comes to health care.
Higher education institutions will receive a 5% cut to their primary funding, along with a 5% cut to the dollars they use to maintain buildings. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.